For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Friday, January 26th. We're talking about former President Trump's testimony at a defamation trial, and why one of his White House advisors was just sentenced to prison. Also, a state execution using a first-of-its-kind method. We'll explain. Plus, where record-breaking fog is impacting the U.S., the experimental procedure that helped deaf kids hear. And LeBron James once again made history. Those stories and even more news to know today, next.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this.
In a highly anticipated moment, former President Trump took the witness stand in a New York City courtroom. He testified in the case that accuses him of defaming columnist E. Jean Carroll, who has also accused him of sexual abuse. Trump's defense attorney was only allowed to ask him a handful of questions that had already been pre-cleared by the judge. The judge restricted the testimony to ensure Trump would not veer off topic because many of the specific details in the case had already been discussed at the first trial, and Trump was not allowed to relitigate that verdict. A couple of times, Trump tried to explain his answers to his lawyer's questions about things like whether he meant to hurt Carroll, but the judge cut him off after just a yes or no. Overall, the testimony lasted less than 3 minutes, and he was mostly subdued. Though once the jury was sent home, he did sound off, saying, quote, "This is not America," as he left the courtroom. Remember, Trump was already ordered to pay Carroll $5 million in damages last year, but this trial is about other statements Trump made about her. And this time she's seeking $10 million. Closing arguments are scheduled for this morning, and the case could go to the jury by lunchtime. Former President Trump's trade advisor could soon be headed to prison. Peter Navarro was sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to cooperate with lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot. A House committee summoned him to testify and hand over documents about January 6th, but he ignored the subpoena. Navarro argued he was protected by executive privilege, which is the idea the president can have secret conversations in certain circumstances. Though a judge ruled there was not enough evidence to show it applied in this case, and he was convicted. Then yesterday, on top of being sentenced to prison, Navarro was ordered to pay a $9,500 fine. He is actually the second former Trump aide to face contempt of Congress charges. The first was former White House advisor Steve Bannon, who was also sentenced to 4 months in prison. Though he's still free as he appeals that verdict. Navarro is also promising to appeal. For the first time, a death row inmate was put to death by nitrogen gas. Kenneth Smith was sentenced to death for his role in a 1988 murder for hire. Alabama first tried to execute him by lethal injection a couple of years ago, but it ended up being called off at the last minute because authorities could not connect an IV line. So this time, executioners used pure nitrogen through a respirator mask, which deprived him of oxygen. Smith and his lawyers tried to stop this from happening, calling it cruel and unusual punishment. UN human rights experts tried to prevent it as well, saying the method was risky, experimental, and could lead to a torturous death. But the state of Alabama argued it was quick and painless. The case went back and forth in courts until yesterday, when the U.S. Supreme Court gave the go-ahead in a 6-3 decision. Now this execution method could be used more. Mississippi and Oklahoma have already authorized their prisons to use nitrogen gas, but only if they can't use lethal injection. Millions of Americans in the middle of the country are dealing with more dense fog today. Record amounts of fog have actually blanketed the U.S. since Tuesday. In fact, it's been at least 2 decades since the U.S. was this foggy. It's made it hard for people to see, so there have been crashes on the roads, flight disruptions, and even some schools have had to change their start times. And the fog is not the only issue. The storm has also unloaded as much as 14 inches of rain along the Gulf Coast and triggered serious flooding. In some places, it even brought a month's worth of rain in just 3 days, and it's continuing today, which means the flooding is expected to continue today as well. Flood watches are still in effect through tomorrow from Birmingham, Alabama to Atlanta, Georgia. About 1 to 2 inches of rain is also possible from the central Appalachians through New England. One bright spot here is that some of this heavy rain is falling in the South's driest areas, so it could actually help with the drought conditions. It seems the American economy is coming in for that soft landing Fed officials had been hoping for. The U.S. Commerce Department put out new data this week that shows the gross domestic product, or GDP, grew at a 3.3% annual rate. This is especially good news since the growth happened even though inflation had cooled down, too. So where's all this growth coming from? Well, a lot of places. Americans spent more on both goods and services, and businesses spent on equipment, factories, and intellectual property, all while unemployment stayed low. Now this economic expansion is expected to continue in 2024, just at a slower pace, with less hiring and probably less spending, too. We have much more news for you still coming up. But first, support for this episode comes from Honeylove. I recently cleaned out my closet because of our move, and I realized I had leggings, shapewear, and more that I have just stopped wearing because they aren't comfortable. My old shapewear would ride up, feel frumpy, and was either too tight or not tight enough. Honeylove, though, is different. It's incredibly comfortable, holds you in just enough, is easy to get on and off, and feels cute, too. It gives that extra boost of confidence in my clothes and makes everything I wear feel better, especially when it's a special event. It's no wonder I love everything I've gotten from Honeylove so far, including the legging 2.0. Once again, they hold you in without feeling too tight. These are the go-to leggings, whether you want to get more active this new year or just wear them around the house or to run errands in. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, and leggings on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Start the new year with confidence, thanks to Honeylove. Okay, now back to the news. Children who were born with a rare inherited form of deafness can now hear. It's all thanks to two new gene therapies that are showing promise for the first time. It was all laid out in a study published this week. The study involved 6 children between the ages of 1 and 7 who could not hear at all. They had to get a surgery to place the gene therapy directly into the inner ear, but it's said to be minimally invasive. And within weeks, the gene therapy restored at least some hearing for 5 of the 6. Researchers followed them for 6 months to a year afterward and say the treatment appears safe. They plan to keep in touch, too, in the hopes that the improvement is permanent. Now the plan is to enroll more patients in a larger clinical trial. Researchers also want to try the approach with other forms of genetic deafness, as well as possibly hearing loss caused by age and noise. World Wrestling Entertainment and its founder, Vince McMahon, are now being sued for sexual assault, sex trafficking, and emotional abuse. New disturbing allegations come from a woman who worked at WWE's headquarters. She says McMahon promised her a job and later promotions in exchange for sex. And then she detailed acts of extreme cruelty and degradation. She also says McMahon trafficked her to other men inside and outside of the company. At the end of her employment and their sexual relationship, the woman says McMahon pressured her into signing a non-disclosure agreement in exchange for $3 million. But now her lawyers say she wants to keep other women from being victimized and to hold McMahon accountable, as well as the organization that, quote, turned a blind eye to the abuse and then swept it under the rug. But McMahon is planning to defend himself. In a statement to Deadline, McMahon's spokesperson said the lawsuit was full of, quote, lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth. McMahon has actually been accused of sexual misconduct and hush money payouts before. When that previous investigation started in 2022, he stepped down from his role as WWE's chairman and CEO, but he has since returned as executive chairman of WWE's parent company. And that company says it's taking the allegations seriously and are also addressing the matter internally. By the way, there's another sexual assault case in the world of sports that's going to trial. This one involves former Spanish soccer president Luis Rubiales. Remember, he kissed one of the players after she won the Women's World Cup last summer. And yesterday, an investigative judge ruled that kiss was, quote, unconsented and carried out unilaterally and in a surprising fashion. So that judge recommended he face a court's judgment. The judge also said Rubiales and other Spanish soccer officials should be tried on charges of coercion for pressuring the player to show support for Rubiales in the aftermath of the kiss. Rubiales has denied any wrongdoing. But if he's found guilty, he could go to prison. Meta says it's rolling out more safeguards to keep teenagers from getting unwanted messages on Instagram and Facebook. Teens will now no longer get direct messages from anyone they don't follow or are not connected to on Instagram. And that means they can no longer even get a message from a stranger who says they're also a teenager. And they'll need to get parents' approval to change certain settings on the app. This applies to anyone in the US younger than 16 and anyone in the UK and Europe younger than 18. Meta says it's also preparing even more safety features that will roll out later this year. Basketball great LeBron James has set another record. He became the first player to be named to 20 different All-Star teams when he was selected for next month's All-Star game yesterday. The game is going back to its traditional East versus West format for the first time since 2017. And once again, James is going to serve as captain for the Western Conference. Also returning as the captain of the Eastern Conference team will be Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. The choices were made by a formula where fan voting counts for 50%, voting by players themselves counts for 25%, and a panel of writers and broadcasters who cover the NBA count for the other 25%. The All-Star Game is happening February 18th in Indianapolis. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick thank you to our sponsor, Lumi. I have a great way for you to start fresh this year, as in really, really fresh. Lumi deodorant. But really, I was so pleasantly surprised when I started using Lumi deodorant because I had almost given up the search after my old deodorant kind of stopped working. Well, I found my new favorite because this stuff works well. In fact, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that is clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda and paraben free. It's pH balanced to use anywhere. Unlike certain deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code NEWSWORTHY at LumiPodcast.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiPodcast.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. And today, we're sharing one incredible story of a Holocaust survivor who uses the power of music to unite people in their darkest moments. And this story is in honor of International Holocaust Remembrance Day tomorrow. 98-year-old Saul Dreyer actually learned how to play the drums in a concentration camp during the Holocaust using metal soup spoons. He would drum away as other people in the barracks sang in what he says was the one small but significant joy during his time there. In fact, he credits music for keeping him alive. When Dreyer was liberated by the Americans in 1945, he was finally able to play on a proper drum set. Then, decades later, when he was in his 80s, he decided to put together a Holocaust survivor band. Now he has a rotating roster of other Holocaust survivor musicians and their family members. And they've performed nearly 100 concerts around the world in nursing homes and synagogues, as well as banquet and music halls. He even played for President Biden at the White House Hanukkah party recently. On top of providing entertainment, Dreyer says the Holocaust Survivor Band promotes unity. And now at nearly 100 years old, he says he's more motivated than ever to perform and share his story with whomever will listen. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about streaming TV in 2024, from ads to live sports and more. And of course, we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.